For FDIC.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information. Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you every week by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. covering a wealth of topics related to health and wellness. So don't forget to tune in every week. Also remember that if you can't get it on the radio dial or have a friend who lives out of state who you think might be interested in listening to the show or out of our listening area, they can always log on to www.money1260.com. That's M-O-N-E-Y 1260.com, and they can stream the show live as it airs on Thursday mornings from 9 to 10. Also, don't forget that all of our previous shows, we've been doing the radio show for almost 2.5 years now. We have all of our previous shows archived for you on the Village Green website, which is www.myvillagegreen.com, all arranged by topic, and you can scroll through and listen to and download as a podcast any of those shows for absolutely free. So if you're looking for something to do on your commute to and from work and you want to learn some more stuff about health and wellness, we have so many great shows lined up for you. So today we're going to be talking about a really interesting topic related to some aspects of coming of age and puberty milestones, specifically for women. And I have a wonderful special guest who's an expert in this area and is going to share with us some really inspiring work that she's been doing to help educate girls on how to get through this transition in the most positive manner possible. So we're going to have a lot of really interesting things to talk about. I just want to make a quick mention. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week for a fantastic show about postpartum depression. She has a really well-respected special guest on, Dr. Bennett, who's been doing work in this field for many, many years and has written several books on postpartum depression. And they're going to be talking about natural strategies and other strategies for helping women with postpartum depression, which is a huge issue that so many women, it doesn't get properly diagnosed, it doesn't get properly addressed, and there aren't a lot of tools for it. And coming out of having a baby can be a really, really tough time for a new mom with the stress and the lack of sleep and the hormone changes. So if you know any women who might become new moms or are in that process of being pregnant right now and are getting ready to deliver in the next little while, this would be a great show to tune into to help educate them on some strategies that they might do to help avoid some of the downs of postpartum depression. So don't forget to tune in next Thursday from 9 to 10 a.m. as always. So we're going to launch right into today's show because I think we got a lot of really great stuff to talk about. My special guest is Dr. Chuchu Onwuachi Saunders, and she has a very impressive biography. She's a medical doctor, as well as she also has her master's in public health. She's a mother, a pediatrician, a public health consultant, and author of over 25 years of experience in children's health and wellness. She received her Doctor of Medicine from the University of Lagos in Lagos, Nigeria, and her Master's of Public Health from Johns Hopkins University School of Hygiene and Public Health. She served as medical epidemiologist for the CDC and prevention for over 10 years after completing pediatric residency at Emory University in Atlanta. She served as deputy health commissioner in Philadelphia, senior deputy director of health in Washington, D.C., and as a program officer at the globally recognized Ford Foundation in New York. Dr. Saunders presently serves as an expert consultant for a variety of organizations, including a really interesting one called the Alasso Foundation's Independent Drug Information Service in Washington, D.C., which is really cool because they provide doctors and physicians with independent information about pharmaceuticals. So it's really a nice perspective. She conducts innovative workshops and training for youth, parents, school nurses, program staff, etc., and is the author of a book for girls entitled Oops, which is available at www.theoopsbook.com, and that's OOOPSbook.com, or on Amazon.com. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. The Oops book relays a brilliant message about the most significant coming-of-age moment for most women, which is basically their first period. So, Dr. Saunders, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Maybe you can just sort of briefly, I mean, I read your bio, but maybe you can just briefly introduce us to your background and your training. You have a lot of impressive things under your belt. So maybe you can tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you've been doing over your career as a doctor and epidemiologist and whatnot.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, I always like to say that I'm a mother of two beautiful children, a girl and a boy. Both of them actually are in college. But most importantly, I'm a pediatrician. As you mentioned, I trained at Emory, and I did pediatrics. And I always had the outlook in clinical practice that it kind of wasn't enough for me. And the reason it wasn't enough was, even though I had excellent bedside manner, it was just treating one patient at a time. I kind of felt all these children are getting ill for a reason. So somebody really needs to go to the top of the stream and figure out why they're being thrown in there. What are the bigger issues that we can address? So I always had this love for public health because I felt public health is a systems approach at dealing with problems, especially problems that affect people. You know, it's their health. And so I decided that I wanted to do that as well and ended up at the CDC and, you know, and as you said, went on this journey that I've been on career-wise.
Very cool. So a lot of really great experience, and I think that segues right into sort of the next part of, you know, what we're going to talk about is, you know, we're going to be mainly talking about this new book that you wrote, or I don't know how new. When did it actually publish?
Well, I published it myself in 2004, actually.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So we're going to be talking about this wonderful book that you wrote, and I think it's, you know, definitely is on that vein with public health related issues because its goal is to educate a mass amount of people about a very significant issue. So maybe you can give us some background and sort of, you know, relay to the audience the interesting story you kind of told me last night about, you know, what inspired you to sort of create a book like this.
Okay. Well, what the story is that basically when I was Deputy Health Commissioner in Philadelphia, I was sent to Philadelphia because of my expertise in interpersonal violence and with the urban youth. And while I was there, there was an upsurge of violence among young girls. And there was a particular middle school where they were finding that the incidents of fighting amongst the girls had escalated tremendously. So they asked me to come in and do an all-girls seminar with these young ladies. And I don't know what it was, but somebody at that time just said to me, why don't I ask them what they want to talk about? I didn't want to approach them with what it is the adults felt was the issue. And I asked them, and the girls started asking me, they said, well, we want to talk about our periods. And I said, your period? And I said, well, I felt comfortable with that because I was a pediatrician. So I said, okay, let's discuss it. So they started asking me, they started telling me about these myths. For instance, they said, is it true that when you hold a baby and you have your period, the baby will die? Is it true that if you sit on the concrete and you have your period would last longer? Is it true that you can't take a bath when you have a period? And I was aghast. I mean, I was shocked. I mean, because I felt, oh, my God, here's an issue that I felt as a pediatrician we had been dealing with because it's part of our anticipatory guidance. But even more importantly, the schools have curriculum that is supposed to be dealing with this. And here were these girls telling me stuff that I was like, No, I just stood there. If anybody had taken a picture of me, they would have seen me with my mouth open because I was standing there shaking my head. No. So let me just tell you a little bit of my background. My father's Nigerian, my mother's Jamaican, and my father lives in Africa, Nigeria presently, and he's a traditional leader. And as part of that process, he is allowed to have more than one wife. It's part of what they do. It's polygamy. They practice polygamy. But the tradition is that when one of the wives is on her period, she cannot do anything for the king. She can't serve him. She can't cook. And I was home one Christmas time, and one of my aunts, or I call her my auntie, she's one of my stepmothers, she had her period. And she was lying in the sun, and she was relaxing, and she was singing. I was, auntie, I said to her, what's up? She said, oh, my God, this is so great. You know, I get to take care of myself.
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting perspective because in so many, you know, we might think of it as that's so sexist or that's so discriminatory, right? But I guess in some ways, if you think about how different cultures embrace it, it could have a totally different message.
That's exactly right. And it was very affirming for her because she really felt comfortable. She was enjoying. People had to cook for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she could do the things that she wanted to do. So when I was faced with this issue with the young girls, I coined up a story around that, making them the center of the story, that they, this was a time that they could take care of themselves, they could do anything that they liked, and their faces just changed. And at the same time, it was time, it was almost time for me to go. So the woman who was over the event came up and said, well, Dr. Saunders has to go back to her office. And the little girls went, oh. So I said, okay, if I can make arrangements to stay, how many of you would like to stay longer? And all of their hands went up.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, my God, there's something here. And subsequently, I left that seminar with those young ladies determined that I was going to do something about this.
Well, that's a great story. So we're going to need to take our first quick break. When we come back, Dr. Saunders is going to be telling us the OOPS story and basically helping us to understand how she translated the need to turn that message into something that all girls could relate to, and that is the birth of the OOPS book, and we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We'll be back in just a minute.
You've been listening to the Essentials of Healthy Living show, so isn't it time you visited the store that brought you this great program? At Village Green Apothecary, you can find all the products you need to support your healthy lifestyle. They have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Best of all, they'll give you the kind of personalized service you just won't get at a chain drugstore. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or call 301-530-0800.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels in normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Broccoli,
ew.
Asparagus,
yeah.
Blueberries,
what?
Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. TwinLab Daily One multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One multivitamins from TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We are here every Thursday from 9 to 10 a.m. bringing you a very exciting show related to health and wellness. So today is no exception. We have a great show going on today. I have a wonderful special guest. Very, very lucky to have her on the air with us today, talking about a really important topic, which is about... She has basically written a brilliant book that relays the message about the most significant coming-of-age moment for most women, which is their first period. And in the last segment, she was talking to us about what inspired her to develop a book like this, and it was based on a real experience that she had when she was working in the public health field and actually speaking with young girls about their periods, and was just amazed. And you know, Dr. Saunders, you know, thanks for sharing that with us. Some of those myths, I mean, it's... You know, we think that we do such a good job educating our children, but as a parent, you can do the best that you can within the context of your home, but the things that your child is going to hear outside of the home from the other kids and other things that they're going to be exposed to, you have no control over.
That's exactly correct.
You know, and kids they're so influential, and they don't have the life experience yet that a lot of times, you know, when they haven't lived something, they just have to go on what other people tell them.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, it's just, I can imagine the look of shock on your face when you heard some of the myths that these girls were talking about, you know, what happens when they have their period. And, you know, I'm glad it inspired you to do the work that you did. So let's talk about it for a second. I mean, let's talk about the OOPS book. Maybe you can sort of tell us a the story. I mean, I read the book. I thought it was a great story. Maybe you can help share with our listeners, you know, what is the story of the OOPS book, and how did you sort of take this idea of wanting to educate girls about taking care of themselves and respecting their bodies and turn that into a story that actually had some weight and was a good read.
Okay, so I'll tell them just enough so they won't, so they at least they'll want to buy it or get the book and read the rest. But the book is about a set of 11-year-old twins. And
Wait, just a second. I want to interrupt, because beyond that, just besides the story, the book is a great guide.
Yes.
You have the pages in the book for journaling. You have the stickers in the book so girls can learn how to track so when they know when their menses are coming.
Exactly.
You know, the book has a great
glossary.
A glossary of different terms and different words. And it's something that, you know, it's one thing for, let's say, a mom's listening to this to tell their daughter the story, but this is something that I think the girls need to experience on their own. They need to own the book. They need to read the story. They need to own the message. And that can only happen by actually physically having a copy.
Well, and also because the reason I did it that way is because you want them to mimic the behavior that you want to change. And so let me tell you the story first, and then I'll explain why the other things are there.
Okay.
So the story is about a set of 11-year-old twins that are faced with what we consider to be the most significant pubertal milestone for girls, which is starting their first menstrual period, or menarche. Okay? So basically, it takes them through a couple of days. And the essence is that one twin is basically okay with it, and the other one is not. So the story takes them on the adventure of exploring the pros and cons of this particular experience. And through their grandmother, who they live with because their parents are away, you know, the work that they do takes them away, they learn that their period is actually a gift. It's a unique gift in the fact that it acts as a clock. It's an internal clock that will come on every month to remind them to stop, to pamper themselves, to reflect on their innate strengths and value who they really, really are. So what they do is basically one twin kind of gets it and the other one doesn't, but through the experience that they eventually have as young girls who are faced with this particular pubertal milestone, we should say, the second one eventually begins to understand exactly what her sister's all excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's a very, very good description.
So the story basically encourages all girls to embrace this physical change that they're all going to have with ease.
Right. So there's basically, I mean, the way that, you know, using the twins I thought was a great metaphor because you have, you know, basically one who is accepting what's happening with her body and understanding it and embracing it, and then you have the other person who's basically not necessarily.
Right.
And it really creates that sort of dichotomy of how a lot of women, I mean, not just when they first get their period, even when they're older, I mean, a lot of women, you know, still don't look at it in a positive light. And I mean, it's a difficult thing to do sometimes because the way our society is set up, you don't necessarily get days off of work or downtime or time to necessarily really create that structure to pamper yourself. So it
right.
takes a significant amount of effort and work to acknowledge and make that a reality. But it's, you know, it's all about perspective. You know,
yeah.
Life is about the perspective that you take on it, whether you're faced with challenges or whether you know, if you get lemonades, you make lemonade, right? So,
right.
I mean, a lot of it is taking those experiences that you have and trying to turn them into something as positive as possible, and that's really what this does.
Right. The book is unique in the sense that what it does is supports girls socially and emotionally through this pubertal change. Most books that are out there for young girls will talk about the physical changes
right.
that'll happen mostly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they start with. But more importantly, I think that this is a book about sisterhood. It's about camaraderieship or friendship. It's about compassion. It's about empathy. And it's about gratitude. But, you know, the pivotal thing is that the girls learn to be kind to themselves. They learn to love themselves, and they love to nurture themselves. And that's those are extremely important components to girls beginning to set boundaries for themselves and understanding when you speak to them about what the changes that you want, they can immediately shift. They can pivot on that because they love themselves, you know? I'm not going to allow anybody to treat me this way because I really do like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You understand? Yeah, so that's why I felt that it was an important thing to start with.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is so. I mean, that's what really kind of struck me when, you know, you really started to explain to me the true message of the book and some of the implications that it can hold. I mean, when you think about girls at that age are starting to get influenced, I mean, boys and girls, by so many different social pressures. I mean, this is where they're starting to get more exposure to sex. This is where they're getting more exposure to recreational drug use. This is where, as you said, they're really starting to set boundaries. And by establishing that aspect, you know, if the one twin, you know, she doesn't feel clean, she doesn't feel good, she sees it as a burden, you know, the other one sees it as a gift and is enjoying the aspects of her body. It's teaching you about self-love and self-respect and self-confidence for your body, which I definitely think translates, especially when kids are at such a malleable age, to making better decisions about yourself and about what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's why we say that Oops is the book that every girl must have, and it is also the book that every boy must read. And you know, because it's this transitioning, this puberty period when we begin to lose our kids, you know, mm-hmm. it's because of all the different things that are happening to them on a physical and emotional level that parents sometimes disconnect because they become so rebellious mm-hmm. or they're not there. But if we could replace it with something that they can begin to focus on themselves and learn to love themselves, we wouldn't be so distraught about that disconnection that happens normally through puberty.
Sure. Well, if you have a child that has that self-confidence and self-love as a parent, I think you definitely feel a little bit more confident about the decisions that they're going to make.
Right.
You know, and that's, I think, what every parent hopefully tries to instill in their child is that feeling of self-confidence and reassurance. You know, there's not many better gifts you can give your child than just unwavering support, you know. And I think this is definitely a part of it, learning how to respect your body and understand what's going on. You know, it can be a little bit more complex for girls than for boys, but, you know, I mean, boys probably need some sort of book like this as well.
And that's what everybody asks you.
Yeah.
When are you going to write the boys' version?
Yeah, I mean, because there are just a lot of changes going on, and, you know, I mean, boys also need to understand what's happening to their classmates and peers and, you know, and happening to the girls as they get their period. What does that mean? You know, there's so much mystery and there's so much confusion and not understanding about it. There's probably just as many myths among the boys' circles about what happens to a girl when she's on her period as there are in the girls' circle.
Right.
Actually, the myths that the girls probably hear or were thinking were probably made up by the boys.
That's true. Or they definitely feed them. Also in the story, the girls are exposed to what we call the Oops Pack. And the Oops Pack is a little bag that girls can put their personal care products in. And what I've done subsequently is develop that pack. I brought it out of the story and made it real. And so the pack actually looks just like the book. And you've seen that. As
sure,
well.
Yeah, as yeah. far as the logo and design and everything
right.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the idea is to really step back and say that Oops is really a brand of innovative products and services, educational services, that provide what every girl needs as she transitions into puberty. And that colorful, attractive logo is there to remind a girl to reconnect and value her beauty and, you know, and live from her strengths.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really great. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back from this next break, we're going to be talking a little bit more about some of the other products and things that go along with this to really, you know, and it's explained in the book, but it's sort of designed to really create a whole support network for a girl as she goes through this first experience. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Ever wish you had a healthy living coach? Well, you do. Village Green Apothecary has 45 trained professionals who are here to help you, including pharmacists, nutritionists, and herbalists, and naturopaths. They take the time to really know you and give you a customized solution to your healthcare needs. From vitamins and minerals to compounded prescriptions, they have the personalized answers you need to create your healthy lifestyle. Visit Village Green in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or call 301-530-08.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between naturaceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in the intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store, or go to Gero.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in probiotic supplements.
Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years, and they still take the time to really know each of their customers and provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800. Village Green...
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Don't forget, we're here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., so don't forget to tune in, always bringing you interesting topics related to health and wellness. Don't forget that if you're just tuning into the show and want to hear it in its entirety, you can log on to www.myvillagegreen.com and listen to this show and all of our previous shows. They're all archived for you and available to be downloaded for absolutely free. So please take advantage of that. A lot of really great topics. Also, if you have somebody who maybe wants to listen to the show in the future but aren't in the direct listening area, they can stream the show live by logging on to www.money1260.com and stream the show there Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 instead of having to tune in on the radio. I want to remind you that next week we have another great show lined up for you. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning and doing a really interesting show related to postpartum depression and some natural approaches and very important nutrient considerations to think about when dealing with supporting a pregnant mom and a mom who's just had a child. So really great show to listen to. I know a lot of pregnant women right now, and I'm going to recommend that they all listen to this show because postpartum depression can be such a difficult thing to get through. And there's so many great nutritional strategies that can help support a woman to get through postpartum depression without a problem or ideally avoid that issue from happening in the first place. So today I've had Dr. Saunders on the phone with me. She's a medical doctor, pediatrician, and also has her master's in public health and worked as an epidemiologist for the CDC for many years. And she has written a very innovative book relating to helping girls understand and have a better perspective on the process of developing as a woman or developing as hormonally and getting their first period. And I say that, and I want to bring that up. I say developing as a woman, and this is something that you sort of bring up in the book, Dr. Saunders, which I think is, you know, a misstep that I even just said and is a misconception that we associate or we tell young girls that, you know, this association of when you get your period, now you're a woman. And really, these are just still little girls.
That's exactly correct. And that's you're right. It's in the book. It's really emphasized in the book that one of the girls, she makes the mistake of telling one of her friends that she's a woman, and her friend says to her, "You're not a woman, you're a little girl." And that's the truth, especially now that we're seeing girls, they're beginning to get their periods younger, mm-hmm. younger ages. And you can't tell an 8-year-old she's a woman.
Right.
So we all know it takes more than that to be a woman. So where did that myth come from? And I think it came out of, I'm sorry, our male thinking, you know, because it meant that a woman was now able to have a child or a young girl. But that doesn't really make her all that it takes to be a woman.
Sure. Well, I mean, even in traditional cultures, you know, I mean, boys would go through rites of passage, whether it was hunting or whether it was other rites of passage. And, you know, they were said to be a man, you know, even though they were still basically just boys. And, you know, and it's the same thing when you look at, we still do that when men go into the military and maybe they're only 18 years old and they're emancipated and they can go off into war and, you know, kill other people and do all these things, and they're said to be men. But really, becoming a man or becoming a woman is not just about hitting a certain age or a certain physical milestone. It's about developing as a person and getting the right amount of life experiences and the amount of right perspective so that, you know, you can treat other men and women with proper respect and dignity, and, you know, learning how to be a positive contributor in society is really what being a man or a woman is about.
Right. So the we'll talk a little bit about the brand.
Yeah.
Because Oops is a brand of products and services, as I said, that provide what a girl needs as she transitions into puberty.
Sure. And let me just real quick let people know that if they're interested in getting any of getting the Oops book or any of the products, they can go to www.theoopsbook.com, and it's theoopsbook.com.
Right. And presently we only have developed the book and the pack. We're in development for the rest of the products. But the idea is that these products, which are called products for you, the letter U, they are colorful and attractive, and they're fun, and they're delicate, and they're unique. And the idea is that we want, when the girls see them, that they always produce a smile, and they make them feel that they're special. Because girls, young females, have this need to be pampered and acknowledged, especially during this transition. So they also need, you know, the products will also offer feelings of love, support, and nutrients. And so what we want these young girls is to embrace the reality of their new physical development, but enjoy it at the same time. And so these products, we hope, will represent a paradigm shift of positive thought about the physical and emotional process that is often challenging to young girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of insecurity among any preteen, and I think girls are definitely increasingly susceptible to that. There are so many more issues around body image for females than males. And I think, you know, this aspect of developing menses is even adds even more to that. So I think it's great to have some type of product or some type of support network that really sort of brings home that message of respecting your body and loving your body and pampering yourself and having a good positive self-image, you know, because I think that, as we talked about before, really translates to kids making better decisions about the behaviors they engage in.
And the other thing is that, you know, the idea that we're trying to develop is these are products that will support self-esteem, self-reflection, and conversation among these girls regardless of their racial, ethnic, economic, or geographic distinction. There are 410 million girls around the world between the ages of 8 and 14. All of them are going to get their first period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they need to understand that they are one, that they can take strength from that, and that's the idea, to get something that they will all look at and understand what it is they're going. They're not doing this change by themselves.
Sure.
And it's okay. You know, it's about us all loving each other.
Absolutely. So we talked about the book. What exactly does the Oops Pack, maybe you could explain exactly what it has and, you know, what some of the other, what's the goal of some of the other products you have in development?
Okay,
you know,
so the Oops Pack is the pack that she uses to carry her personal care products. There's a little bag in there for her to put in another change of underwear. There's pockets on the side where she can put her sanitary napkins, wipes. She should always have some wipes. And if she uses tampons, all of that can go down the side. You just zip it up and you can throw it in your book bag. All right?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we're trying to develop, which is under development, which is almost finished, is the Oops Wear. And in that, we have sleeping wear for girls, the pajamas, the underwear, those kind of things are right now. But let me just take you back and also say, remember, in the book itself, there's a calendar. And the unique thing about the calendar is they use stickers. They are going, at the end of the bottom of the calendar, they have to write what they do every month special for themselves. So this is to reinforce the behavior. It's not just a conversation about it. You have to actually do something, and you've got to record what it is you do. There's a journal that's also in the book for her to write, and in the story, the twins do some of that journaling. It's brought up why that's important for them, and they get a full realization of what it is they're trying to do, you know, because they write it down. And we're going to do, you know, there's other things that are on the design block for the Oops brand, but there's going to be an array of products that are going to come out that are going to support girls through this transition.
Yeah, well, I think that's great. I mean, we were sort of, when we were talking last night, you know, we were sort of kidding around. You asked me if I had ever been in that aisle in the drugstore, you know, where they have all the feminine hygiene products. And, of course, you know, having been married for a while, I mean, I've definitely been down that aisle to pick some things up for my wife. And, I mean, it's just incredibly overwhelming. It's just shocking how many products there are in different varieties and arrays and colors and shapes and sizes and thicknesses. And, you know, I mean, I thought it was really great, you know, what you said about the creating the Oops brand is to have something in that aisle so that, you know, girls know exactly where to go, they know exactly what to trust, they know exactly what it means, you know, for that time when they might have a lot of questions. And, you know, unfortunately, not every girl has someone that she can turn to that she trusts, you know, or that she feels comfortable,
exactly,
even if it is her mom, you know, to discuss that issue with and to get those questions answered.
Yeah, she needs to be able to. You know, we do tend to push kids to do things on their own. And so, and as you've pointed out, there are some children who do have to do it by themselves because of, for various reasons, not because their parents are necessarily negligent, but their parents may work, you know, horrendous hours. So the ability for her to walk in there and find exactly what she needs with ease is important. Let me also point out that the book itself was written in a way that is translatable. It has been translated already into Spanish. It will be in French. I had an experience where a little girl read the book, and she wrote me a letter saying that she wanted her best friend to be able to read the book, and her best friend actually was blind. And I've done the book on tape, and I actually donated it to the library here in the Washington, D.C. area. So it's on tape. So those are some of the things that I'm trying to get into, you know, just in whatever medium is necessary so that girls will have access to it. So they'll just get this quick, simple story, and something will actually step into that gap. Because if you don't put something into the gap, that's when the myths and the stereotypes can move in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, about educating. And as you said, there are plenty of public health classes that cover the physical aspect and the physical changes of what might happen with their body. But there's really nothing out there to help girls understand, you know, to give them any kind of emotional and social support about going through that. And
right.
I think, you know, I mean, there are so many mixed messages that even come from like mothers, you know, and come from the people that they're going to ask because they never were exposed to this kind of view, or they never took it in that way, or, you know, they were taught that it was something that was a burden, or it was something that was to be shameful of, or it was something that, you know, did not conjure those feelings of respect and self-worth in their body.
Exactly. And, you know, all of those significant persons in a girl's life, mothers, fathers, educators, healthcare professionals, you know, all of them need tools that augment their efforts to help a girl move through this process and become well. And so that's the idea. What tools can I give them that will allow them to share the information, support their communication with their girls, even though they may not feel comfortable in it, so that this work can be done. I just see and I know from my heart how important it is.
Yeah,
I do believe it's going to be a different world when this happens.
Absolutely. I think it's such a great message. I think it just really reinforces such respect and love for the body, you know, which is just so important, especially for kids in this age group who are so influential and under so much pressure, you know, for possibly engaging in the kinds of behaviors that none of us really want our children engaging in. So anyway, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the reviews that the book's gotten and some other interesting aspects and information about the Oops book. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we will be back in just a minute.
Thank you. There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a MegaFood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Broccoli,
ew.
Asparagus,
yeah.
Blueberries,
blech.
Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. TwinLab Daily One Multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One Multivitamins from TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
All right, good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for this hour. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be back with a great show about nutritional strategies for addressing and supporting women with postpartum depression. And, you know, really, as I think they're going to talk about in next week's show, it's not just about using things to address the issue once it started, but there's a lot of great things that women can do while they're pregnant to help potentially stave off postpartum depression after they deliver. So that's going to be a great show. Don't forget to tune into that one. Just want to remind everyone, if you're just tuning into today's show and want to hear more, you can download the shows for free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and clicking on the archive show section. We have all the archive shows from the couple years that we've been doing this radio show all organized for you there. So please take advantage of that resource. You can download them as podcasts, listen to them in the car. There's really a lot of great shows that we've done, a lot of great information free for you related to health and wellness. So please take advantage. Also, don't forget, you know, the Village Green has been here in Bethesda for about 40 years. It's just a wonderful resource. If you're out there and you have questions about health and wellness or vitamins or supplements, feel free to stop on in and talk to one of our experts. I'm there on Tuesdays. I'm the naturopathic doctor. There's an herbalist there, a nutritionist. We got a great staff. We have pharmacists, compounding pharmacists. So if you have questions about prescriptions, if you're wondering if the vitamin you're taking is going to work with the prescription, or if you've been prescribed a new drug by your doctor and are wondering how it's going to interact with your old drug, you can stop in and talk to our pharmacists. They have an amazing amount of experience and are just absolutely stellar, stellar people in general. So please take advantage of that. It's really a wonderful resource that we're lucky to have in the area. So today we've been talking with Dr. Onwuachi Sanders about the OOPS book that she developed, which is really about helping girls get through and take a good social, emotional approach and perspective to a major milestone in their life, which is basically their first period. So she's written the OOPS book and developed some other products around that brand. The OOPS pack is the first item that is actually hitting stores and available right now, which is a pack where a girl can carry sanitary napkin and wipes or a tampon, a change of underwear, all the things that she'll need to have when that oops moment might come or present itself, so that she has something that's organized, that she can feel special about, that she can have tucked away, that is sort of her own personal thing. And the packaging is really nice. It is, as Dr. Saunders was saying, it's brightly colored and it's got a great feel to it. So it's a really something that will make her feel special about having these things and not just see them as a burden. I wanted to real quick read some reviews of the book that's been out. So this was a review, the Midwest Book Review, and it was talking about the Oops book, written by pediatrician Chuchu Onwuachi Sanders, medical doctor and public health consultant, and Marie Onwuachi, who is
sister.
Yes, your sister, who has her, isn't she also in public health?
Yeah, she's a public health consultant as well. Mm-hmm.
And it's described as a gentle book for young girls aged 9 to 14 about dealing with the stress of getting their first period and adjusting to the monthly cycle. An easy-to-read story follows two young twins as they learn how to prepare for this change in their life, including putting together an Oops kit, which is what I just described, with sanitary napkins and a change of clean underwear, and even learning to tie their sweaters around their waist when needed. Oops is not a comprehensive sexual education book and does not go into detail concerning biological functions of female reproductive organs, let alone sexuality or pregnancy. Instead, Oops gives practical advice for dealing with monthly bleeding and emphasizes the importance of being good to and pampering oneself during the days of the cycle, which is really where, you know, it's a totally different paradigm shift.
Exactly.
A set of Oops stickers, simple calendar grids to put the stickers in, and a journal section for young girls to write in round out this wonderful gift book for pubescent girls. So I thought that was a great review. And there's another one that I'll just read real quick, which was in the Washington Post, I believe, or Washington Parent.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So this one describes a local pediatrician and public health consultant teamed up to create Oops. The story of twin girls going through the highs, lows, and uncertainties of their first period. One sister is excited, the other rather repulsed by the whole idea, which definitely takes on that dichotomy of, you know, what most girls are going to be.
That's right.
When I was young and getting, this is from the reviewer, when I was young and getting the talk from my mom, this material was handled in a clinical fashion. By presenting it in story form, authors Chuchu Onwuachi Saunders and Marie Onwuachi invite their girl readers to think about their own perceptions and emotions. The publication comes with stickers, as we mentioned, a calendar and journal so girls can record their feelings and track their periods. In this case, you can judge a book by its cover. Should I say her name? The illustrator?
Nkechi Ebubudike.
Okay, I would have never gotten that right. It's a beautiful name, but I would have definitely butchered it. Her design is bold, bright, and engaging, and the interior art by Nina Green is much livelier than the pastel flowers on the tuckaway brochure from my girlhood. Oops is an empowering book for girls and their moms. So I thought those are great reviews, and they really do, you know, sort of summarize the message of the book.
Right. So most people always ask me, why did I choose the term Oops? And the story basically is, first of all, I am a public health, I'm a medical epidemiologist, so a lot of the work, even though in the book, I wrote the book, I did do focus groups. And one of the things that I've realized is that young people always take terms of that adults think are negative and turn them into terms of endearment amongst their peers. So you're correct. Oops is usually what we think about when we have a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But young girls liked it as a term because, yeah, it is, but it is something positive that they now can, because that's what I've actually done. I've taken something that they've normally thought of as positive and made it into something that is, something that they normally think is negative and made it into something positive. So that's why the word oops was used.
Oh, interesting. I mean, definitely an interesting perspective. I was thinking about it last night, and, you know, how do you name a book where you're trying to create a positive association with this negatively perceived process going on in the body? And, you know, I thought Oops was an interesting name. So what you're saying is that the girls actually sort of embraced it.
Yes, because that's, young people do that automatically. They will take what we think as adults as negative and turn it into something positive for themselves. And we have many examples in our language that they've done that with. And that's what they will do with this.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Were there any other interesting names that were on the chopping block?
The books out there that most girls know about the period book, taking care of your body. And as I said, I wanted to steer away from that. Even though I'm a pediatrician, I could do that very well. The to me, I felt that there was enough of that out there.
Yeah.
Let's get to something that's catchy, that will, you know, that supports them emotionally and socially, and that they can get really quick. And that's why it's a very simple story with some stuff that they need to do afterwards. And then products that follow. And let's see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I will say the book is not like it doesn't take a month to read. I mean, it's, you know, it's about 30 pages. The font is large. There's great illustrations. I mean, it takes about 25, 30 minutes tops to get through the story, which I think is great because it doesn't require like a huge investment of time and this huge thing. I mean, it's something that literally a girl could pick up and, you know, read in just a very short period of time and really get the message.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And hopefully it will stimulate conversation. She may ask some questions. If she doesn't ask of her mother, she'll ask them of somebody, and they'll have, at least the book is there, and as I said, there's also a glossary of some simple words that they should, the basic words I think that they all should know. That's why I did that.
So how has your feedback been from girls and moms and whatnot?
It has been very, very positive. A lot of people, basically with the mothers, it's always, oh my God, I wish I had had this when I was young.
Yeah.
Where were you when when I was young, you know? Or mothers buying the pack for themselves because they don't themselves have anything to put their personal care products in. They're just throwing it in their bag.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of girls themselves like it. As I said, it's cute. It's colorful. It doesn't really have anything that's distinctive on it that they those who are still who are still kind of embarrassed by it,
right.
But most of them embrace it and now happy about it. This is great because even in the story there is a voice, you know.
Yep.
You know, there's a character of the voice and they get it. Exactly. So it's going to be a paradigm shift, and I think it's going to be a positive one.
How do people get the book? What's the best way to get the book or the pack and to look for the other products that you're going to be developing?
The best way to get it is to go on the website, as you said, www.theoopsbook, which is oops with three O's, O-O-O-P-S, book, B-O-O-K.com. It is available on Amazon.com as well, but I think the best way to get it now would be through the website.
Through the website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I thought it was neat. You were telling me, I mean, you're developing some other products like the underwear and pajamas for girls.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's great, you know, that you're doing, you had mentioned that you're going to do them with all organic cotton and,
right.
You know, things
exactly.
Like that. So I think that's really cool to kind of keep that in mind as somebody who myself is more sort of holistically minded, that sort of really ties really well into that whole aspect of, you know, I mean, holistic health, not just using natural therapies, but embracing that whole social, psychosocial, spiritual aspect of healing and health in the body.
And as we begin to develop the products and they do go into retail outlets, the website will tell you where you can find those products. There are a few retail stores that I'm in the discussions with now, and they're beginning to carry the products. And so those will be on the website as well.
That's great. So it's actually going to be in some retail stores soon?
Yes, there are. Actually, it is in the store in Rockville. Right now, there's a couple of stores that have taken the product and they want it, and we're in discussion. So as soon as that's done, I will put it up on the website.
That's great. I mean, as a pediatrician, it should be in every doctor, in every pediatrician's office.
There are a couple of pediatricians that have bought the book and they are giving them out. But
that's great.
Well, it would be wonderful when there are more.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Dr. Saunders, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. I really think we covered such an important topic, and your expertise, knowledge, and dedication to this topic is just so much appreciated, and I'm sure there's so many young girls and moms out there who feel the same way. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
All right, everybody, that wraps up another show for today. As mentioned, don't forget to tune in next week for Dana's show, Dana Lake's show. She's going to be talking about postpartum depression and some nutritional strategies for addressing that. It is going to be a great show, so don't miss it. I will talk to you all in a couple weeks. In the meantime, stay well and take care.
A bright future starts with a healthy lifestyle.
Pinocchio, I'm a real boy!
And the food pyramid will help you find the right balance of everything you and your child need. To learn more, visit mypyramid.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information.
The station that makes sense. This is 1260
WWRC.